The International Organization for Migration reports nearly 350,000 people are still living in squalid camps 3 years after the devastating earthquake in Haiti. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports IOM plans to relocate thousands of them to safer places this year.
IOM reports it will provide rental subsidies to more than 36,000 Haitians to encourage them to move out of 50 high-risk camps to safe housing. Spokesman Chris Lohm says there are 450 makeshift camps dotted around the country.
They're home to about 87,750 families, and many of them, of course, are makeshift, insanitary, and very dangerous to live in.
The operation is able to go ahead thanks to a multi-million dollar contribution from the European Commission. Lohm says the program offers displaced families the opportunity to make a fresh start after losing their homes 3 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The family of late Penn State football coach Joe Paterno has released a report contradicting the findings of an earlier report on the child sex abuse scandal involving his former assistant, Jerry Sandusky. The family's commissioned report says the earlier investigation was fundamentally flawed and incomplete and was a rush to injustice. The first report was commissioned by Penn State and was led by former FBI Director Louis Freeh. He says that his report and investigation were accurate, and he found that four Penn State officials, including Paterno, failed to stop a child sexual predator. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.